proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about profiting from prison by turning our attention to the New Testament and looking at the examples of Paul and Silas. Most people would not regard jail as a place conducive to learning. However, many of God's servants did learn valuable lessons from their experiences behind bars. Consider what happened to Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. Paul had received a nocturnal vision directing him and Silas to evangelize the region of Macedonia. They made their first stop in that region, in a city by the name of Philippi. They led a woman by name Lydia to the Lord in that city. At her invitation, Paul and his entourage stayed at her house. As that group went to prayer, they encountered a girl who was, quote, possessed by a spirit of divination, unquote. She followed Paul and the others for many days, crying out, quote, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation," unquote. Through the power of Jesus Christ, Paul cast out that spirit of divination, rendering her unable to engage in soothsaying. The girl's owners thereby lost a lucrative source of their income, enraging them. They brought Paul and Silas before Philippi's magistrates, accusing the two men, saying, quote, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans," unquote. The mobs proceeded to beat Paul and Silas. They had them committed to prison. When Paul and Silas arrived at the jailer, quote, "thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks," unquote. Note that Paul and Silas had not even been accused to that point of a specific crime, much less tried for one. Luke, who is the author of Acts 16, recorded that, quote, "At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God," unquote. Note that the two men did not focus on their present distressing situation. They did not reflect upon the unfairness of their maltreatment. Instead, they loudly praised to God and extolled him. How could they do this? Paul and Silas recognized that God remained in control despite their outward circumstances. The two men possessed the attitude of Job. Job, who in the 13th chapter of his book exclaimed, quote, "Though he slay me," with reference to God, "though he slay me, yet will I trust in him," unquote. Luke recorded that the other prisoners heard Paul and Silas, which implied that the jailer probably did so as well. The two men manifested the supernatural empowerment that equipped Paul and Silas to look past their deplorable present circumstances and look up to God, trusting in God as to whether he would deliver them. God indeed did deliver them. He sent an earthquake, and after that, the Philippian jailer released them. The jailer asked the two men, quote, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" unquote. He might have wanted to possess that same peace of heart which Paul and Silas displayed during their night behind bars. Years later, Paul wrote an epistle to what had become a fledgling congregation in the city of Philippi. At that time, Paul was a Roman prisoner of Caesar. Nevertheless, as he informed them in Philippians chapter 4, he had learned, quote, "In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content," unquote. The behavior of Paul and Silas in that Philippian prison gave credence to his words. The Philippians knew that being in the center of God's will brought contentment, regardless of outward circumstances. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.